This is Tuesday, May 7th, 2013. A podcaster is on his way to becoming a blue poster. I talked to two podcasters who will give you the middle finger, and there just might be another WoW Game Time contest around the corner. This is Realm Maintenance number 38.
When the servers go down, we'll tell you what's up. You're listening to Realm Maintenance.
Ladies and gentlemen, conquerors and vanquishers, podcasters and podcastees, welcome to Realm Maintenance. I'm Ro, and thanks as always for listening. I imagine a few of you perked up when you heard me mention a contest just now, so let's get that bit out of the way. The 5.3 launch episode will follow in the tradition of previous special Realm Maintenance shows, and will include a contest for a month of WoW game time. I'm not going to give you all the details right now, but I will say that this contest will test your knowledge of other WoW podcasts, both big and small. I look forward to seeing just how many of you meet that challenge. Right now, though, let's get the show rolling with a salute to a community member turning into a community manager. Here is the rolling restart. When it comes to news in the World of Warcraft this past week, the biggest news to me had nothing at all to do with the game directly, and plenty to do with the community, in a good way. For years now, Josh Allen, known to most people as Lore, has contributed to the community in a number of ways. From his work at TankSpot, to his weekly Marmot and PST video casts, to the popular Legendary podcast on GameBreaker TV, and much more. Several days ago, Lore announced that he has been hired by Blizzard Entertainment and will become a community manager for the team, joining the likes of Zarim, Bashyak, Nethera, and all of the other blue posters. You can find the announcement video of this hiring on his YouTube channel at youtube.com/devilore. Lore will continue to release content and be involved with Legendary through the end of the month. After that, he'll be off to California. Personally, I'm happy that I had a chance to interview the guy, considering that it's kind of difficult to interview people once they become community managers. I think that this is an opportunity that any of us would love to have. It's very well deserved. He's helped out countless players, he's taken questions from hundreds of people in the community and answered them. When it comes to the game, he has been both supportive and critical of decisions made by Blizzard, and he's pretty much kept things pretty real. Now, Lore's story just goes to show that it's very possible, although maybe not likely, that any of us who do this kind of thing, whether it's blogging, podcasting, live streaming, putting up strategy guides, or just simply posting and responding to posts on certain forums, any of us could end up living the dream just like Lore does, although it's something that would very unlikely happen. When you get into this kind of thing, I think the most important thing is to do it for the right reasons. Do this kind of stuff because you want to help the community. Do podcasting because you have something to say and you want to be heard. Don't get into this stuff with dreams of thinking, one day my work is going to get recognized and I'm going to be hired and make lots of money. That's just kind of foolish. But still, it just goes to show that this wacky World of Warcraft and the community that surrounds it can sometimes take you down a very unexpected path. And once again, I'd like to congratulate Josh, and I'm looking forward to possibly meeting him at BlizzCon. As long as Blizzard doesn't make him cut his hair, he shouldn't be too hard to find, I think. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about a different kind of lore and a great article out there that will help you get connected to it. There wasn't a ton of WoW news this week, but that's rarely a problem when you only have to go around the World of Warcraft in 80 seconds. Last week, a number of hotfixes were made to the Lei Shen encounter on Raidfinder difficulty, including a 10% reduction of health. Blizzard has posted a number of blog articles on the official World of Warcraft site in preparation for the launch of patch 5.3. You'll find information on the new PvP battleground and arena, new scenario content, and a guide that should help you get quickly caught up on the gear grind. A new method for druids to look like a druid of the flame while in cat form was recently discovered and is available on the Live Realms. Druids can loot burning seed items located near the portal by Majordomo Staghelm in the Firelands. Check the article on wowhead.com for more info. Oh, and I did just say Domo. Domo! Sorry, Convert to Raid, I couldn't help it. Glorious Conquest Quartermasters were temporarily removed until the launch of 5.3, as the gear they sell will primarily be cosmetic rewards with an item level of 496. A new short story written by Matt Burns titled Bleeding Sun is now available on the official WoW site. This piece of lore sheds some light on the Golden Lotus and the Veil of Eternal Blossoms. The Dark Moon Fair is back in town this week, so don't forget to make use of the experience and reputation bonus granted by riding on the carousel. And finally, a tweet from lead systems designer Greg Street, aka Ghostcrawler, confirmed that Heirloom Shield should be ready in time for the launch of 5.3. And that's your news. I'll be right back with the Podcast of the Week Spotlight after this.
On this week's episode of Chaos Portal, who let the moo out?
I've never personally, liked Cap.
Ha! Huh. How arrogant can you possibly be? You are unplayable. Go delete yourself.
Okay, while I put out the flames over here, Alice?
Their characters are their pixel Barbies.
And I think everybody can remember the great BM Wrath of the Lich King.
For the complete show, check us out at chaosportalshow.com, iTunes, or Stitcher.
Each week on Realm Maintenance, my goal is to introduce you guys to more WoW podcasts that you might not be aware of, or just get you more informed on ones that you did already know about. And that doesn't matter whether they are big or small, clean or explicit. This week is definitely no exception to that, as I feature a pair of explicit podcasts called G-Chat and the Middle Finger Podcasts, and I had the pleasure of talking to two of the hosts from the Middle Finger Podcast and the hosts of G-Chat themselves to find out more about their shows. This week I have Bill and Richard from both the G-Chat and Middle Finger Podcast. How you guys doing?
Not too bad. How you doing?
Great.
I'm doing good. Thanks for being on the show. And I'm glad to have you guys on the show, because with most of the podcasts that I've interviewed since I've started, a lot of them are what people would kind of call your typical archetype WoW podcast. It does news. They talk about this and that and the other thing. Most of them also tend to keep it relatively clean, safe for work and all of that. When it comes to, at least I know, Middle Finger, one of the things that I appreciate and respect is that in the very first few minutes of that show, you guys say, hey, this is our opinions, not yours. It's an explicit podcast. You pretty much lay it down all on the line right out the gate so people know what they're getting into. I guess the first question I want to ask is, Bill, what got you motivated to do the Middle Finger podcast, and how did that all start out?
A couple times I've actually said this on the show. It was my buddy Will, who's also one of our co-hosts. Never heard of WoW podcasts, never even heard a podcast until one day Will's like asking me if I listened to this and this and this. Didn't know what the hell he was talking about. He pointed me in the right direction. I started checking out, you know, start with like the instance, raid warning, and so on and so forth. After a couple months, you know, I said, you know, this is what I've been listening to. What have you been listening to? And eventually he says, you know, I'm surprised you haven't come up with the idea of doing your own or doing a podcast in general. And of course, that light bulb came on. I said, you know what, man, I got so much stuff that I could easily talk about and this and that, you know, with the PvP and raiding or whatever. That sounds like a heck of a good idea. But I know nothing, you know, obviously I know more now than I did then, but I didn't know nothing then about how to even, where to even start, where to look or anything. I had no one to talk to. I wasn't on Twitter or nothing. I didn't, you know, want to hit up any podcasts, you know, because I didn't know any of them. So I just, through, you know, doing YouTube and reading and whatnot, that's kind of where I got to start. Just dove right in, basically, with all my feet and hands and no clue.
Gotcha. And Richard, how did you play into the whole scheme? Where did you come in?
Well, I was a podcast listener. Had been listening to the Middle Finger podcast pretty early on. I think I jumped in around episode four or five, and had always listened to the guys, and had sent them a couple of emails and stuff, and I knew from listening to them that my attitude and sort of their attitudes were along the same lines. Bill had actually mentioned on the show about looking for another host or such, and for people to send in, you know, emails. So I sent in an email, and you know, Bill contacted me and said, "Yeah, we'd like to try you out." So came on the show, tried out, did a couple of shows, and pretty soon he was like, "Well, just keep showing up, dude," and it's all history from there.
Right, and I imagine he's glad that he has you on, because if it weren't for you, the show would be a lot smaller with all those times that Joe doesn't happen to be around.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah. Well, if it wasn't Joe, it'd be Will.
Now, were the two of them on board from the beginning? I don't know the whole history of the show.
It's kind of like whatever I've decided to do, whatever path I've tried to take with WoW or whatever, they've pretty much been on board 100%. And I think to them, the podcast wasn't going to be much different from what we normally do on Ventrilo or Mumble or whatever, except for I'm recording it and we're trying to put a little bit of more effort into, you know, the conversation at hand as opposed to just random nonsense. And so they were pretty much on board. I thought maybe in the beginning, I thought that they were going to be on board as much as I wanted to do it. And obviously over the spread of the show, as the listeners and whatnot, I could tell that they enjoyed getting on and just, you know, randomly talking about whatever, but the putting in any much effort than that, they don't do and generally never have.
Well, for people who haven't listened to your show yet, aside from it being, you know, absolutely explicit and all that stuff, let's get to the nuts and bolts of the show. Among other things, I know that you do talk about PvP probably more than a good majority of WoW podcasts out there, but what can folks tend to hear on a typical show?
Well, if you listen to the last episode I just put up, that's an odd one. I'd have to say that one right there is just, it's not necessarily your typical show, but generally, you know, we all got kids. You know, we've all been married or are married. So we bring that aspect to the table, and obviously in not necessarily a clean way, mix that in with what we do in the game. And before, you know, I got Richard on there, when we started the podcast, we had not been rating it, you know, at that point, because I started a whole new job with another company and my daughter was being born. So again, with Will and how my cousin work, the path I was taking, they pretty much were following me. So they pretty much stopped generally rating. They would dink around here and there. Usually it's a mix. Like with Richard now, he has that aspect of the PvE with a little bit of news and what he does with his guild and the rating, you know, then generally, because all I've been doing is PvPing. That's what I bring, and usually Will and Joe kind of bring more PvP than anything, but they'll bring other aspects. Is some PvE, you know, Will will talk about, you know, him, a little bit of his gold farming and whatnot, what he's been doing. And Joe will talk about his alts or what he's been doing in terms of that. We'll also talk about some games that we're playing outside of WoW. Joe right now, he has no internet, so I don't know how he's doing it. Joe is playing League of Legends also. I've dabbled in the SimCity. So we talk about stuff like that. We try to bring a variety to kind of mix it up. It is a WoW podcast, but like I say, other things on our minds as well. You know, from the crap that I deal with at work as a driver, you know, what he deals with on the third shift with maniacs in the middle of the night, from Joe's sporadic schedule in retail, and Will's, you know, he's kind of like a, I don't even know what the hell you would call it, but like a sales tool bag at his job down there in Texas. He travels a lot. So we bring that aspect of it, like, you know, what is our jobs? What do we deal with? You know, and then, of course, our guilds. You know, Richard's from a different server on Horde, and he runs his own guild. We're on Alliance on a different server. I'm an officer in a guild, so we kind of talk about what our guilds are doing as well and bring that aspect. And anything else, Richard, that I'm missing?
No, that's pretty much about it. I think there for a while we had a little stint where we were calling different various stores and messing with the stores at night, which was pretty funny. You know, we're always, you know, trying new little things, and you never know where our conversations are going to go. Like, we talk right about WoW a lot, but we also throw in a lot of real life. And, you know, one week we might be getting into politics, the next week, you know, it may be go the totally different direction.
Yeah. On another week, it may be, have you ever gone to the bathroom and then this happens?
some of Bill's great suggestions. So, yeah.
Well, we try, like the last couple episodes, you know, we've really talked about other podcasts, but the general podcasting, you know, WoW. But, you know, we try, the general thing we try to always stick to all the time is obviously WoW. Everything else that we talk about literally is just what we deal with on Twitter, what, you know, what experiences we might have, you know, through the other social medias or whatever that have to do with the game or the people that are surrounding the game. And then, you know, it's kind of like a pyramid. You know, we start with the base of WoW, and then it goes up to a point, you know, and we try to keep everything as WoW related as much as possible. Any kind of conversations or topics that we've gotten into in WoW with other people, be it politics or whatever. But I think out of all of us, we bring a general open mind. I think Will and Joe, honestly, are probably a little more narrow-minded than me and Richard are, but it makes for good kind of, you know, debate, I guess.
Well, yeah, certainly. If you have a show where everyone's just agreeing with one another, it can get boring pretty quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah, we definitely don't agree all the time, but I think some of us are a little like, I'm a pretty hard-headed individual, kind of stubborn. I know that. But Joe will quickly say, I'm gonna stab a as opposed to I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and I'll let them, you know, explain to me what their problem is first, then I'll stab them. kind of concept, you know. You know, he's just quick to, you know, go to that than he is to, okay, let's be patient, let's calm down, let's see what we can get out of this first, and then go forward.
Well, let's change the subject a little bit more to the other podcast that you do, Bill, and that Richard joined not too long ago, and that's G-Chat now. G-Chat hasn't been around for as long, but from basically how I understand it, it's a spin-off from what you were doing with Middle Finger, and you wanted to focus specifically on issues and matters relating to guilds, right?
When we first started the Middle Finger podcast, our goal was just to talk about what we do in the game in general. There was no specifications. But with G-Chat, I wanted to talk more about guilds, and we did a couple episodes on Middle Finger related to guilds and whatnot, but I just felt like if we would carry on through the Middle Finger doing more guild things, the shows would be longer, and it seemed kind of pointless. And I know Joe and Will, they're not strongly adamant about that topic, you know, as I am, also because me and Will, we've kind of got the same amount of experience in terms of that. Joe doesn't, and I know Will usually don't give a shit anyway, so you know, and I'm like, okay, well, I have a little bit more time than those guys, and I really wanted to talk about guild related things, so you know, what can I do? And this is what I came up with, and I pretty much made it to almost 30 episodes, and I'm like, you know, I really would like to have someone else's opinion along with mine that, you know, that I mesh well with, and you know, is an officer or guild leader of his own guild, and Richard just worked out perfect in that situation, because we do the Middle Finger podcast. I know his personality, I know his experience, and you know, we just work well together, so just that just kind of worked out, and that's just kind of where we've been since.
Just going back to Middle Finger really quickly here, you guys just released episode 96, which I haven't listened to just yet, but I will before I post this interview. You guys are quickly approaching on episode 100. Any special plans to do anything for 100, Bill?
You know, we really never seriously discussed it. I'm sure Richard and I would like to be able to do something, but Joe and Will, I guarantee, don't.
They don't care. They're like, yeah, whatever, man.
And because of that, it would be definitely difficult to really want to sit down and get something done. So I think we're just kind of go with the whole motif of it's just episode 100. You know, we're not going to make it a big deal. You know, in all honesty, I can't even remember where I heard it from. It was a podcast I listened to, I think, when I just started that show. And one of the comments I heard someone make was, if you can make it past episode 20, you're obviously doing something okay. You know, and for me, the mark was episode 20. I got both shows across episode 20. We're still doing it. We're still enjoying it. Episode 50, 100, 200, those numbers really have no bearing on me anymore. I would like to be able to be like a lot of people and, yeah, let's do t-shirts or let's do soap on a rope, that, you know, the shape of a middle finger we suggested at one point. You know, that would be cool. But like I've said, we're all fairly strapped when it comes to our finances, and you know, and realistically, this is for a game, for something fun we do, more or less. We're not going to go all out. And I think the last time we did discuss this, my example was, look at Stopcast. Those guys hit their 100th episode. I don't know the numbers, but I think they sold somewhere up probably around 15, 20 shirts, maybe, you know. And for me, my opinion, to do something like that, I mean, I would think realistically, I'd want to see at least 50 of those things go. And I know, you know, that probably won't happen. So I'm not even going to take the chance of sinking in any kind of funds to do it. We're just going to do 100, enjoy it, move on.
How about you tell folks where they can find both shows and where they can find you guys on Twitter? And I imagine when it comes to G-Chat, you also welcome emails with people with questions people may have regarding their guilds. So if you can toss all that contact info out there, that'd be great.
Well, for G-Chat, you can always go to gchatpodcast.com. There's a contact button up there. You can just do a quick email that way. There's a little voicemail button there, kind of like I think what you have on your site, Ro.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the same setup there. You can also just straight up email us at gchatpodcast@gmail.com. And, you know, we'll take any kind of, you know, guild-related experiences, questions, opinions, whatever. I've gotten several people just on Twitter, you know, actually a good example, one of our guild members from Violent Apathy said he just listened to it for the first time and he enjoyed it. He may not agree with some of the discussions, but it, you know, he likes the show in general because of the discussions. When you get a situation like that and you may not agree with it, we're all about, you know, email us. Let us know why you don't agree with it and give us your view on it. So then we can discuss it a little bit more. We would definitely enjoy that because, you know, like we've said, our word isn't gold. It isn't, you know, God's whisper to our ears from our mouths or anything like that. There are opinions from our experiences. The only thing I've got to stand on is I've been doing stuff with guilds for 15 plus years, you know, across a variety of games. So definitely email or voicemail. For the Middle Finger Podcast, you can go to middlefingerpodcast.com. Same web setup basically. You got the contact up above. You got the little voicemail on the right. You can also go to middlefingerpodcast@gmail.com for just a direct email. For me on Twitter, you can reach me at middlefingerbill, Richard.
At Diablocito.
And I mean, if you really wanted to get a hold of Joe and Will, it's at middlefingerjoe and then at woundednoggin. I try to, you know, respond as much as possible, and I know Richard does too, so... I think if you wanted to hit them up for something specifically with them, go for it. Short of that, any kind of information regarding both shows, you're probably just better off hitting me and Richard up.
Richard, Bill, thank you very much for being on the show this week. I hope people give both your podcasts a listen to, check it out, see if it's their cup of tea. Now, as far as Middle Finger goes, again, I mean, we've only said it half a dozen times, very explicit podcast. So is G-Chat, but Middle Finger even more so. I think any podcast that's named the Middle Finger podcast, you would pretty much know that going in.
I'll give you just a quick little middle finger deal that I'm looking at Twitter right now, and someone just, I think it was Riku, just did a retweet. This is kind of an example of what stuff we may talk about that's not WoW related.
All
this
right.
is from Uber Fact. A male's testicles manufacture 10 million new sperm cells each day, enough to repopulate the entire planet in only 6 months.
That is something I did not know, and I feel like the more you know music should be playing in the background, but there's a taste of what you might find on the Middle Finger podcast. So once again, thanks guys. And let's go to that clip from the latest episode of G-Chat.
I'm asking for advice on how I might be able to take a passive aggressive approach to his actions and letting him know he cannot continue to be this way.
Whew. First thing I would honestly think be my first thought with this situation is the guy's from another server generally. So one thing that obviously she didn't like kind of, you know, let on is, does he play on this other server? Does he raid on this other server? What's his activity there? You know, did he basically just say fuck the other server and he's power level in his tune on this server and this is what he's all about or what? Because if he's playing on the other server as well and he's raiding or whatever, he might have less patience. He may have less, you know, tolerance. You know, and or maybe he just got a lot of other frustration from the other server that he's bringing over here. And maybe because if he's on the other server raiding or whatever in the guild that he's in there, maybe he can't be that way or else he'll lose his raid spot, possibly as him being in a guild or something. There's easily those factors, you know. I mean, you're basically like, second, you're like the second home, basically, that he really don't care as much about, possibly. I would right away think that'd be my first thought. But in a situation like that, yeah, I mean, that's cool that this person's got a guild counselor. There's not too many guilds that really do that I'm aware of. So it's kind of cool that they have a guild counselor. You know, you take that step right there, okay, talk to the guild counselor, find out the problem is, see if they can resolve it, if they can't, blah, blah, blah. GM steps in, okay, here's the deal. What can we do, you know? I don't think being passive aggressive really is necessary. Just, you know, finding out what's going on. This is what we noticed. It's becoming kind of a problem. What can we do? That's not really being passive aggressive. You're trying to figure out why this person is doing what they're doing if they've never been like that before, and trying to see if they can resolve it. Clearly, if the person does not want to work with you, does not want to work with the guild, it's not going to be resolved. You know, it's just, I think at that point, it's just going to be easier for that person to leave than it is, as you know, to try to do what a lot of people would do in this person's case. And that's because they've known him for 2 or 3 years and they've trusted him with other guilds and you know, show him a little bit of favoritism and keep him around or whatever. That would not be the thing I'd want to do. That would be the thing to definitely to avoid doing. What about you?
Yeah, I have to agree with you on the passive aggressive thing. I don't think that would work in this situation. And if you've known somebody for 2 or 3 years and trusting them with that much stuff, why would you be passive aggressive with them in the first place? Why wouldn't you just come to them and say, hey man, what the f***, what's going on? I mean, the people that I've known in game 2 or 3 years, there's no way that I would come to them passive aggressively and say, I'd lay it right out on the table.
He fences with both hands behind his back. He podcasts, but never opens his mouth. Wizard named their downtime after his show. He won a Magic the Gathering tournament with Uno cards. For him, the princess was in the first castle.
I don't always listen to podcasts, but when I do, I prefer Raw Maintenance.
This is Seraphis, Ray, and Zia from the Sundering Podcast, and you are listening to Realm Maintenance.
Keep downloading, my friends.
Thanks again to Bill and Richard for being on the show this week, and a belated congrats to the Middle Finger Podcast on the 2-year anniversary of the show, which happened last Saturday. Trimming these interviews to 15 minutes can be tough sometimes, especially when you're talking to multiple people. To hear much more from Richard, Bill, and myself on the topics of community, guilds, and more, I invite you to check out the full interview at realm-maintenance.com/interviews later in the week. Do keep in mind, however, that the full version will be unedited and not safe for work. Let's move on to this week's podcast news. Megacode from the Mega Minute Minicast had the opportunity to interview Holy Paladin Nodos from the Blood Legion Progression Raiding Guild. You can find this special interview and more of Megacode's content at healingspec.com. Congratulations to Legendary, which will be recording its 125th episode this week. You can watch the livestream recording of this videocast at gamebreaker.tv/live on Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. While you're at Gamebreaker TV, check out the third episode of Conspiracy Craft, in which you'll find Adrian, Gary, and Olivia connect the dots between several of Azeroth's baddies of World of Warcraft lore. V from the Slash 2 podcast is interviewed by Sayamara on episode 96 of Grand Old Podcast. You can find this History of Warcraft podcasting episode of the show and more at rivalcastmedia.com. Haster and DG sat down to talk about raiding, heirlooms, and the elusive tri-spec in the episode Tri-Specs for Some on Sunday, which can be found at thegroupquest.com. Happy anniversary to the Follow the Leader podcast. You can find their anniversary show this week at follow-the-leader.net. Episode 72 of Horde for Life starts off with a bang in the Lion's Pride Inn. You'll find tons of audience feedback, 5.3 info, developer comments, and a discussion on why instant levels in Warcraft might be a bad idea. Find the show at hordeforlife.com or egonetworks.com. In this week's episode of Power Word Gold, Jim Youngkin and Aragroth discuss many of the upcoming patch 5.3 changes, Children's Week, XP reduction, upcoming changes to mining and herbalism, and much more. Find episode 61 at powerwordgold.net. And finally, congrats to But Wait, There's Lore, which celebrates its 4-year anniversary on Thursday. You can find the live recording of this show at NordersillRadio.com on Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
The WoW Podcast subreddit keeps up-to-date links on all the major World of Warcraft podcasts. It's your one-stop shop to find out all the latest and greatest WoW podcasts. Get caught up with your favorite shows and discover shows you didn't even know existed. If it's about WoW, it's on the WoW Podcast subreddit. Find out what all the excitement is about by visiting reddit.com/r/WoW Podcast.
I think I've said the word lore on today's show more times than I ever have before, so I might as well roll with it. One aspect of WoW that I enjoy most is the story, and the lore of the game grows with every patch, every novel that's released, and every short story posted on the WoW site, including the recent one I mentioned earlier in the news. For a new player, or a player that's been gone for a while, the lore of Warcraft can be a bit overwhelming. That is, if you know where to find it. There's plenty of resources of WoW lore out there, from blogs to podcasts to the stories themselves. Sarah Pine from WoW Insider wrote a great article a few days ago that should help you get better connected to WoW lore if you're interested. If you go to WoWinsider.com and type lore in the search box, you'll find an article listed called A Fresh Look at World of Warcraft Lore Resources. Give that article a read and you'll find more lore-related links than I ever knew of before reading it. I'll also include a link to it in the show notes. Talking about this has got me thinking though. What else are WoW players looking for resource-wise? I think a lot of us just assume everyone knows about places like WoW Insider, WoWhead, MMO Champion, Icy Veins, and so on. Even if it's not about podcasts, if you want some help finding resources on a particular aspect of WoW, feel free to send me a voicemail or email. I can't promise I'll find what you're looking for, but when I have time, I'll give it a shot and get back to you on the show. And that sound means your update is complete. It's time to press the play button and pray to the RNG gods for a Throne of Thunder Raid Finder drop. I'd like to thank a couple people for the first two donations ever to the site this past week. Thanks to Zan from the Uncertain Times Guild on the Chamber of Aspects EU realm, and thanks to Sparrowgal for her donation. Now, although it's been there for some time, I haven't talked about the donate button on realm-maintenance.com because, for the most part, I want the show to just do what it does, and if people want to support it that way, great. That said, Zan mentioned they didn't even know the button was there until I tweeted about the first donation received from Sparrowgal. At any rate, if you guys want to support the show that way, feel free. Even if it's just a dollar, I'll definitely want to give you a shout-out on the show. As always, I also give shout-outs to people who leave a review on iTunes, whether it's 5-star, 4-star, or otherwise. Realm Maintenance can also be found on Stitcher Radio, so be sure to thumbs up the show this week if you like what you're hearing. If you're a podcaster and have news about your show, or a commercial to send in, or if you're a listener with questions about WoW or WoW podcasts, send those emails to realmpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at realmpodcast, or follow myself at Rowow, spelled R-H-O-W-O-W. And don't forget, you can leave a voicemail for the show by using the button on the right side of the page at realm-maintenance.com, where you'll also find a podcast directory and guide to all the podcasts that live stream the recording of their shows. Next week, I'm pretty sure 5.3 will be upon us, and that means it'll be time for an extended Realm Maintenance episode, including interviews with Vol'jin voice actor Dave Fennoy, WoW parody song artist Silver Latomi, and an interview with Sayomara from Grand Old Podcast that has been 9 months in the making. If 5.3 doesn't happen next week, well, you'll just have to wait and see. Until then, I've been Ro, you've been you, and Realm Maintenance has been completed. Realm Maintenance is a World of Warcraft podcast by Ro, copyright 2013. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks again to Bill and Richard for being on the show this week. Thanks to everyone in the WoW podcast community for the retweets and getting the word out about the show, and thanks to you for listening. Realm Maintenance is sponsored and hosted by Safeshark Hosting. With affordable plans starting as low as $8 a month, Safeshark Hosting will work with you to seamlessly transfer your current blog or podcast site or start up a new one. The customer service is great, and Realm Maintenance is a very satisfied user of their services. Hosting doesn't have to bite. Go to SafeSharkHosting.com to learn more about the services offered. There are plenty of fish in the sea, but there's only one Safeshark. Follow Safeshark Hosting on Twitter at SafeSharkHost.